Okay, Chevra, let's continue our limud of Mishnah Brura. We're up to Simin Memches. Simin Memches basically is about the Parashas HaTomer, which is recited every day, the Psukim of the Carbon Shabbos, etc. That's the title of the Simin. And the Mechaber says, the Ramah says that Umrim Parashas HaTomer, that you say the Parashas HaTomer, you say the Parashas HaTomer each day. There's additional things the Ramah adds. Maybe you say the Hamaracha, Ribon HaOlam, etc. But that's what the Mechaber says. We say Parashas HaTomer. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the Parashas HaTomer replaces the Korban Tomer. That since we no longer offer a Korban Tomer, the idea is that by reciting these Psukim, that would count as a Korban Tomer. Fine. That's the basic idea. Now, the question that we have to address, though, is the recitation of Karbanis, of Karban HaTomer, is that a chiyuv, is that an obligation, or is it a minhag, right, and less of an obligation? Is it only a custom? The simple reading over here in the Shulchan Aruch is that, in fact, it is an obligation. However, if you go back in Shulchan Aruch, way back when, Simon Aleph, in Simon Aleph, if test, it says Yesh no Hagen to say the parasha of the Kiyar and then the Trumas Hadeshin and then the parasha of the Tumid. So you get an impression over there that it's in fact a minhag rather than an obligation. So this is the first contradiction. Now, it doesn't have to be contradictory. One could argue that when Shulchan Aruch says Yesh no Hagen, what Shulchan Aruch means is that Parshas HaKiyar and the Trumas HaDeshin is a minhag, and then afterwards you say Parshas HaTomer, which is in fact obligatory. Alternatively, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that it was a minhag originally, and then later on, subsequently, they decided to accept it as a chiyuv. It's worth noting that Rabbeinu Yonah, though, in Maseches Brachos, and this is on Daf Hei Omer Aleph and Daf Hei Harif, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef in the next Simon, in Simon Memtes, Rabbeinu Yonah actually assumes that recitation of the Korban Tamid is a full-fledged chiyuv. No, Rabbeinu Yonah asks the following question. You know, the Mishnah says, HaKorim Mikan Ve'ilach, if a person reads Kriyishma after this man of Kriyishma, so it is Kikorei Batorah, right? It is like you are reading Torah. And the question is, like, what's the Mishnah teaching me that's as if you're reading Torah? So comes along Rabbeinu Yonah says that since Kriyat Shema at certain times is a chiyuv, so even though right now I'm saying it, and it's not an obligation, because my Kriyat Shema has passed, but nevertheless, like Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm allowed to recite these psukim of Kriyat Shema bal peh. Later on in Memtes, we're going to learn that there's an Isser Dvarim Shebekseiv Torah Shel Umrim Al Peh. Zakta Ben Yonah, that Isser does not apply to something that's a Chiyuv, A. B, something that is a Chiyuv at any point in time, even if right now I'm not doing it as a Chiyuv. Nevertheless, it remains, right, Mutter to say it Al Peh. That is the Chiddush that Rabbeinu Yonah develops. Rabbeinu Yonah gives a few examples of that. One of the examples that he gives of that is the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen Gadol, and Yom HaKippurim. If you look in Yuman Daf Ayin, right, there's a question about how come the Mishnah says that B'chumash HaPekudim Korei Alpeh, the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur, leans a little bit by heart. Are you not supposed to do that? Right? You're not supposed to read by heart, because it is Rosh HaMiksav, Yatai Roshoi, Lomim Alpeh, Zok Rabbeinu Yonah. You're right, there it's not a Chiyuv. But since it's a Chiyuv to lean elsewhere, and this parasha is a Chiyuv to lean elsewhere, so therefore we allow you to lean it Baal Peh. Similarly, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the context of Karbanos, that the Karbanos is a Chiyuv to say. No? When the Medrash comments, that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes us from a Medrash, it's really Gemara and Tainus and Afchav Zayin on a base, but the Gemara says, Avram Avinu asked the Eibeshter, asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Bama Eida Ki Rashena? How am I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael?" So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Karbanos." So they asked, "One second, hey, Nach Bezman Shem Beisam Mikdash Kaiyim, Bezman Shem Beisam Mikdash Kaiyim, Ayikol and Meimar." It only makes sense when the Beis Mikdash is around. Beis Mikdash is not around. So then, "Bama Eida Ki Rashena?" So the answer is no, Zak the Gemara, Zak the Medrash, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes. The answer is that when you say the Psukim, so then it's as if you were Makriv. There are slightly different versions between the Medrash and the Gemara, but the point is that there's a chiyuv, Zakta Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a chiyuv to say Karbanis. Right? It's very important. Right? People don't think that saying Karbanis in the morning is a real chiyuv. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a chiyuv. You get an impression of the way Rav Shechari says this over. It's a Do'i Raisa. It's really interesting. Many Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is quoting the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, that he would bedafka come early for davening. He'd come an hour before davening, because what he wanted to accomplish is to make sure that he'd have time to say the Karbanos properly. So Karbanos, again, whether it's a Chiyuv or a Rishus, it seems to be a bit of a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yonah assumes that in fact it is a Chiyuv. It's worth noting that there's a striking line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha, the end of Siman Mem Zayin, discusses why women recite Birchas HaTorah. So he comments that women are obligated to learn those dinim that are shayich to them. Moreover, they have to say Parshas HaKarbonos every day, just like they're obligated in Tefillah. So you get an impression in the Mishnah Berurah that an isha is chayeves in Karbonos, right? Not only, right, is a man obligated in Karbonos, which is debatable, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha over there, is quoting that even women are chayavos in Karbanos. And that, I think, is interesting. It's questionable, but that's a chiddush of that Mishnah Berurah. Fine. There is a machlokes in the postgame as to whether when you recite Karbanos in the morning you have to stand up, no? The Mishnah Berurah quotes on the Magen Avraham, right? That the Magen Avraham says that you should stand up when you say it. Mishnah Berurah notes that the Shaarei Tshuva points out that you really don't have to stand up when you say it. It's a machlokas in the that's quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan is a chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he thinks that Kohanim have to stand when they say Karbanos, but if you're not a Kohen, you don't have to stand. The idea being that if I'm a Kohen, we view it like I am offering the Karban. If I'm not a Kohen, it's viewed like I'm not offering the Karban myself, someone else is offering it for me. This is actually a chiddush, because later on in the Mishnah Berurah, discusses the nusach of the Yehi Ratzon that you say. Do you say the Yehi Ratzon in the sense of Ki'ilu Hikravti, which is this, I was Makrav a Karban, or do you not say Ki'ilu Hikravti? That's the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sifkat Na'af. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing standing in the middle of Sifkat Na'af, and the end of Sifkat Na'af, he discusses the Lashon of Ki'ilu Hikravti. And the Mishnah Berurah sends you, look in the Shaarei Tshuva, who's Miyashev, our text of Ki'ilu Hikravti. And he says that the reason for our text, even though I myself am not being Makar of the Karban, the Kayan is doing it for me, but the Pshad is that we have an institution, Mamados. The Gemara in Tainus explains, Hiyech Kalabrano Sha'odam Hukrav Hu Inu Umir HaGabav, so that the Kala Yisrael would gather in their communities and would say Pesukim at the time the Kalabranos are being Hukrav. That's an institution, Mamados. So Al Yedei the Ma'amados, it's Ki'ilu, we are supposed to be Makar of the Karban. That's the Chiddush of the Shaarei Tshuva. If that's a Pshat, so in the Aruch HaShulchan's line that only Kohanim have to stand doesn't make sense, because if it's Ki'ilu Hikravti, like I myself am bringing the Karban, then anyone should stand, which again is the Pashtus in the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah noted in Sifkat Aleph. There's a bit of a steer between in the Mishnah Berurah as to whether an Aveil recites Karbanos in Siman Aleph, Sifkat Yud Zayin. He assumes an Aveil shouldn't say it, Yemen Siman Nun, Sifkat Aleph. He says an Aveil should say the Parak of Ezehu Makoman. Interesting, different, don't know what to do with it. Let's go on. The Rama writes, Nahago HaMedaktik in the Hisnei Ea, Bishosha Korim Batorah, Dugma Satorah Shinit Nabaresis. That the Medakdikim, those who are careful, they shuckle when they learn Torah, and also when they daven, they shuckle based on the Pasuk of Kalat Mosei Tom Barano. The Mishnah Berurah comments that shuckling by learning seems to be accepted by all the poskim, but shuckling by davening is a machlokas. There are certain poskim who say that you should not shuckle when you, daven at all. You should only shuckle when you learn. Nevertheless, Dovah Kamara, Dovah Kamara, you could do whatever you want. If you have more kavana when you shuckle, you shuckle. You have less kavana when you shuckle, you don't shuckle. That's the basic issue. Now, where does shuckling come from? What's the reason for shuckling by learning and by davening? So, by learning, it's been positive by Yaha and by Yonu'u. The Baal HaTurim over there says, and many other Rishonim say, by Yonu'u means that they shuckled. So, by Torah, there's a degree of shuckling. What about tefillah? Where does it come from? So, by tefillah also, by the way, much of what we're quoting now comes from an article in the journal Areshes in Volume 1, where he deals with shuckling. If you look in the Yalkut Yosef here also, he quotes all of the sources of shuckling. But when it comes to the Shibbolei Halakha, it says that you should shuckle when you daven. Also, based on Vayanu'u Amos HaSipi Mikol HaKorei. By the Pasuk in Yeshaya. That they all shuck. The wall shook. So that is the idea of shuckling. Now, many have a practice not to shuckle at all. In fact, many Sfaradim have the practice not to shuckle. It's only the Ramah who quotes here the minhag of shuckling. The Sfaradim presumably don't have this minhag of shuckling at all. If you look in the Sefer HaManhag, which gives you the minhagim of Provence, the Sefer HaManhag tells you that the practice of Rabbanei Tzarfas v'chasideha is to shuckle. That's interesting. Rabbanei Tzarfas v'chasideha, more of Chasidei Ashkenaz. Chasidei Tzarfas is not something, I'm not such a scholar, but it's not something that I'm really aware of for these Chasidei Tzarfas. Pardon me. That is who the Sefer HaManhig quotes. The Chassam Sefer had a practice not to shuckle at all when he davened. Some suggest that this is actually based on the Pasuk, no? The Pasuk says about Chana, the Gemara Berachos on Amar Aleph, learns many of the halachas of tefillah from Chana, that you heard her voice. Her lips moved, but you don't hear her voice. What's the pshat? The pshat is that you only hear her lips, only the lips moving. Nothing else is moving, so you don't chuckle. The Kuzari gives us a historical explanation for shuckling. Kuzari notes that books used to be more expensive than they are today. You only had one book, and for everyone of standing around to be able to look at the book, people had to move in and out. And that's how the shuckling developed. That's the pshat in the Kuzari. I think it's interesting, don't know what to do with it. Let's just talk very briefly about Dvarim Shebekseva Torah Shreila Omer Malpeh. It's found in Shulchan Aruch Simen Memtes. The Gemara in Gittin says that you're not allowed to say written Torah orally. Rashi seems to understand there in that Gemara, and this is a point that's made by the Teshuvah, the Mishnas Yankiv, and the Mishnas. Rashi notes that he thinks that this din is a halacha in the Mesiris HaTorah, which means it's not really a halacha. It's something that's relevant only for Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Nevertheless, most poskim assume that the din of Dvarim Shebekseva Torah Shreila Omer Malpeh applies to everyone, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the reason for this din? So the Tosfos Rid famously in Megillah Daf Yudzayin says that it's the fact that we don't want you to make a mistake. If you'd say Malpeh, you'd make a mistake. That would be the pshat in the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says that anything that's Shogar B'Fi HaOlam is going to be permitted, because if it's Shogar B'Fi HaOlam, if everyone knows about it, so then, making a mistake is not likely. There's another explanation, though, that Mishnah Berurah comments, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis, and Nelsir quotes in the Grah, that the Grah felt that this day is the Iker, which is a day in the Tosis and Tumur Daf Yudalet, and the other Rishonim as well, that they say that the Iser, Dvarim Shebekseva Torah Shreila Omer Malpeh, is only if you're being Motzi Acherim. If you're not being Motzi Acherim, it's going to be Mutter. Rabbeinu Yonah, that we mentioned before, gives a heter, anything that's considered a chova is going to be mutter. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Tosis in the Tosi Yishonim there in Yuman Dav Ayin has an opinion. That's only Midas Chasidus. There's no real Isser, Dvarim Shebekseva, Yetzav Ashrei LaOmer Malpeh. Okay, these are some of the Shitos. The Gragan Paskin is like the day that only to be Moitzi Achim. So the question is, what's heter to say Kiddush? How can I say Kiddush? Not Mitei Chaksav. Isn't there an Isser Dvarim Shebekseva Torah Shreila Omer Malpeh? It's a strong kash, actually. But Yosha is called, that's not called the Hotzias HaRabim. It's Mutter according to the Gro only. That the Gro assumes that the Isser is only the Hotzias HaRabim. And we'll define Rabim, that what Rabim is a very significant group. But if you have just b'nei beiso, that's not called drabim. That's what they call for Rabbi Yoshev in the Mishnah Berurah Madur Asdirashim. The Mishkanos Yankiv has the following approach. Mishkanos Yankiv says that he thinks that these dinim, that I make kiddush hotzi sachirim, is a raya that the Rabbi Yonah is correct. That the iser does not apply to anything that's the iser does not apply to. The iser only applies, I should say, in the situation that you're being motziach. I'm saying it backwards. I'm tongue twisted. The Mishkanos Yankiv says there's a right to Rabbi Yonah. The iser does not apply to anything that's a chova. That's a basic yisod. Although the Grub Haskind, like the Deil Holtzias Harabim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that it's preferable to be Zahir, like the original opinion, that it does, that the only Heter is if it's Shagar B'fi HaOlam. Again, thank you for listening. Have a good day.